The case of the missing journalist.
I want to find out what happened. Where is the fall?
Voter suppression charges in key political race.
I want them to remember that people died for that right.
High water in Central Texas.
Lots of mud and all the furniture's floated around.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. And the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is being put to the test as fingers of blame are pointed in the disappearance of Saudi journalist and Kingdom critic Jamal Khashoggi. CBS's Holly Williams in Istanbul has the latest on the high-stakes investigation.
Turkish forensics investigators searched the Saudi Arabian consul general's residence here in Istanbul. Turkish officials have told journalists they believe Jamal Khashoggi was killed after he walked into the Saudi consulate 16 days ago. But some unverified reports have suggested that his body may have been disposed of here at the consul general's residence. Investigators are expected to search a forest and a farmhouse today, according to Turkish media. The New York Times is reporting that U.S. intelligence agencies are increasingly convinced that Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is culpable in Khashoggi's disappearance. Several of the Saudi suspects identified by Turkey reportedly have links to the prince.
And at the White House, CBS's Weijia Jiang says allegations and revelations are putting growing pressure on the Trump administration.
I'm not giving cover at all.
President Trump pushed back against critics who say he's letting Saudi Arabia get away with murder. The president said he asked Turkey to turn over a recording that state media reports proves Jamal Khashoggi was killed and dismembered after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd.
I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does. Possibly does.
The Washington Post has published what an editor says is Jamal Khashoggi's last column for the paper. We're live with CBS's Gary Nunn.
The op-ed was received by the Post from Khashoggi's assistant a day after he was reported missing in Istanbul. In it, he criticizes Arab governments for silencing the media, says other governments are allowing it to happen. He discusses the importance of a free press in the Middle East. On social media, ordinary Arabs support Khashoggi's call for freedom of expression and believe he was killed for taking such a position. Khashoggi says the Arab world is facing its own version of an iron curtain. Steve?
Well, CBS This Morning's Nora O'Donnell spoke with former Vice President Biden about the Khashoggi case.
Do you have doubts about the leadership of the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman?
I do, and I have, and I think they've been confirmed.
What doubts did you have?
My doubts are that there is very little sense of rule of law, respect for human rights, dignity. The allegations that are made are not inconsistent with the way the kingdom would act. So I'm very worried that the president seems to have a love affair with autocrats.
In a morning tweet, President Trump threatens to send troops to the southern border and close it if Mexico doesn't act to stop the flow of people from Central America into the U.S., and he blames Democrats for what he calls weak laws. Access to the polls has become a key issue in Georgia. Just the other day, black senior citizens were forced off a bus that was bound for a polling place for early voting. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it comes amid a hard-fought race for governor.
The votes are being purged.
In Hinesville, Georgia, it was the talk of the race. They were there to see Democrat Stacey Abrams, who is vying to become the first African-American woman governor in the South.
In 21 days, we're about to make history.
She's running against Republican Brian Kemp, who currently oversees Georgia's election system. Abrams has accused him of dropping more than a million voters from the rolls since 2012 and closing polling places in African-American communities. The biggest controversy surrounds the state's new exact match law that put the registrations of 53,000 voters, most of them African-Americans, on hold because of discrepancies in the way their names are spelled in state databases. That's on Fox News, Kemp called the issue a smokescreen.
Those folks that are on the pending list, all they have to do is go to the polls, show their photo ID, and they can vote.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's defended the Russia investigation, calling it appropriate and independent in a Wall Street Journal interview. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
Rosenstein says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly described as a witch hunt. But he says that eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's tried to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself. He says he believes he has appropriately managed the probe.
Well, now to Central Texas, where at least two deaths are blamed on widespread flooding. CBS's Mark Strassman says more rain could make a bad situation worse.
It probably came up 5 or 6 feet in a matter of 15 minutes.
At Scott Turner's home here in Kingsland, Texas, the rush of early morning floodwater caught his family completely off guard.
We got all the stuff out of my wife's office and moved it into the house. And as soon as we got it into the house, then the house started flooding. So we didn't really have a chance to get anything out.
His story echoes across Central Texas, where rising floodwaters have become increasingly dangerous. Rescue crews have saved dozens of people.
Some residents of Mexico Beach, Florida, returned to the area for the first time since Hurricane Michael charged through last week. 65-year-old Roxy Klein's neighborhood was wiped out.
Devastating. You lose everything. Everybody has.
Former USA Gymnastics president Steve Penney has been indicted in Texas, accused of tampering with evidence in the sex assault investigation into now imprisoned Dr. Larry Nassar. In Houston, it was a dramatic catch that put the Boston Red Sox a win away from the World Series.
Swing and a liner, left field. Benintendi makes the grab. He saved the game in left field, and that is the ball game.
The call on ESPN Radio sealed an 8-6 Boston win over the Astros in the ALCS to go up 3-1. The Dodgers beat the Brewers in the NLCS to go up 3-2. No big winner in the Powerball game, $430 million up for grabs Saturday. And tomorrow, the second biggest lottery jackpot of all time, $900 million in Mega Millions. From Wilt the Stilt to Kareem, Magic and Kobe, the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers have featured some of basketball's greatest players. Now, a king is set to begin his reign.
He has won championships in Cleveland and Miami.
James, another three. It's good.
Starting tonight, LeBron James will try to do the same thing with the Los Angeles Lakers. James signed with the Lakers during the offseason. LA fans are excited.
I've always wanted to live in the same city as like my favorite player.
James knows expectations will be high.
I think we all know that this franchise has been a historical franchise for years.
But at least initially, it may not be smooth sailing. The Lakers haven't even made the playoffs the last 5 years. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, the 18th of October. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.